This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And how about one of the biggest race weekends along the Gulf Coast and in the nation? I'm telling you, it is the Snowball Derby weekend in Pensacola, Florida. Welcome, worldwide fans. Appreciate you guys coming in to Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5 and later podcast on usfdracing.org. Hey, what a huge show we've got. You've got to get caught up. Now, obviously, I want to talk to you about speed51.com. You know Bob Dillner from the Speed Channel? Well, he's going to come on here at the end of the show here, talk a little bit about what these guys are doing. But this website is the official website for the Snowball Derby, and they are doing a great job with radio podcasts and all sorts of stuff and great pictures. You can find them on Facebook. But again, Bob Dillner with the Speed Channel and Speed51.com is going to be coming on the show. A list of drivers that we're going through qualifying for the races. We've got a huge bunch of races, a bunch of wrecks to talk about on the show today. NASCAR's David Stremme. This interview is something you want to catch. He's not racing this year, but he was at the Derby, is at the Derby, hanging out with David Reagan, some of the other guys that are out there in the NASCAR world, and he has a lot to say about NASCAR and how it's run, which is pretty entertaining, and also just about what it means to be in the Snowball Derby. We've got another local driver who's trying to do double duty, Thomas Prater, dragster legend Daryl Gwynn is in the pits. You never know who you're going to run into. Also, Trevor Edwards with USFD Racing. He's also with one of the team members of us, and he has a very unique cancer car. It has pink ribbons all over it. You can look him up also on Facebook and Twitter and all this, that, and the other. We're going to talk with him and how his race is going to be. He thought last night in the open wheel modified, but unfortunately it wasn't what it needed to be. So much racing to handle thanks to Ed Seafood Shed. We've also got Indiana's Brian Nestor. Now, last night he won the open wheel modified fiasco. I mean, there was a wreck coming out of four that totally blocked the track. These guys were going at it. It was something to see. These guys sideways, four wide down the front straightaway. That's the excitement of the Five Flag Speedway Snowball Derby. And it all began Thursday night, and I got to tell you, Hurricane Motorsports, our team, went out there, and one of the drivers, we've never had him on the show. Well, we have, but it's been a long time, and he ran such a great race for us. I want to bring in Rusty Powell Sr. To talk a little bit about, on the local division, what it's like to race into the big show, and welcome to the show, Rusty. How are you, man?
Oh, good, Derek. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. I tell you, it was such an amazing race. First of all, we go back to Thursday, the real opening night, and we get there to the track. We're unloading like everybody is. You get up at 4 in the morning, get in line, and there you are. And it's such a range of emotions because this is not like any race. And I'm going to talk to some of those other drivers shortly, and they're going to say the same thing. But what is so special to you, especially on a local driver level, running the Bombers? Why is it such a big deal to pay thousands of dollars for tires and food and take the circus over there and go race and tear up your cars?
Well, on a local level, this is, you know, equivalent to NASCAR's Daytona 500 for
it
us.
It is.
And I mean, you know, it's a day you plan for all year, and it's just a family thing. Our race team, as you know, is just one big family, and that's what we look forward to all year long, you know. And it's an all-day event for us, 2 days event, really. We start the day before, really, and just get up early and get everything ready, and it's just a great thing.
Now, let me ask you, for the person who's never heard, well, a lot of drivers that listen, and probably people from up north, because, again, a lot of people checking us out online and out in the Carolinas appreciate it. What can you tell us about the Snowball Derby energy when you're at the track? Because you go to track sometimes, your local tracks, there's an energy, but you can tell when it's special.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you hear the country singers and the rock stars talk about going to a stadium, and it's just you're in an awe. That's where you are over there. It's just more cars than you can count. You're elbow to elbow with some of the greatest drivers in the country, and it's just...
Well, Rusty,
the
amazing thing, the Bomber class, this is the local level. This is what they call the lower level, which there is no such thing anymore. We had drivers from Texas bring their Bombers to come race at this track. That's how huge it is.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I was blown away when they said we had a car from Texas. I mean, that's dedication. But, I mean, that just shows how big it is. I mean, it's the biggest thing around the Gulf Coast that you know, a local driver could get into.
Yeah, that like you said, is our Daytona 500. Let me ask you how your day went. Explain what happened with your car and what it was like to drive a 2-hour, 30-lap race, man.
Well, in practice, we were real fast. I mean, mm-hmm. We're in top five probably. And when I come in from practice, blew a power steering pump. Well, our cars got rack and pinions. For all you know, all of you people who know that what that is, it's a little bit harder to turn when with a rack and pinions instead of a sector box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and Daniel Cooper Tires went and bought me a big steering wheel,
18 wheeler size.
That's right. And we went out there. I mean, we didn't have the night we wanted to have, but you know, we finished. So I'm 3 for 3 in finishing.
There you go.
And we'll made the best of what we had.
Yeah, and that's it, and that's what it's all about. Now, I tell you what, you know, there's you always have drivers on the track that might be your nemesis or somebody you just, you know, you talk to in the pits and stuff, but maybe you guys just really battle it out. And I would say one of mine is probably J.J. Day. And J.J. Day parked right next to us. And had the fastest car, started on the pole, going into turn 3 and 4, leading the race. Pensacola guy gets a little loose, and you kind of know what happened from there. Explain his accident. What happened to him?
They were up in front of me about half straightaway ahead, and seen a big cloud of smoke and two cars going to the outside wall, and then just rolled down. Shoot down to the inside. Wasn't quite sure which two cars it was because it was so much smoke. Then I come back around on the caution lap and I seen it was JJ.
Car was
just demolished on the front. And you know, you hate to see that for anybody, any of our local drivers, you know. And JJ,
that's his second year.
JJ is about the most competitive guy I know. I consider him a real good friend. And you know, sometimes our passion for the sport collide, but off the track, you know, he's a great guy.
But I know he's stowed up a little bit too, so we definitely want to wish him the best of luck. And when you came in, you were physically exhausted. I mean, you just said, "I ain't got no more." I mean, you were just what was it like to be like that, driving 30 laps in a car without power steering at Snowball Derby? When you've got now the bomber class is known for beating and banging and sliding, and I tell you what, it was nice to not have to be in that car. I'm still working on it.
Yeah. Oh, there was a few close calls there. The biggest thing is, you know, if you get on the throttle too hard in the turn, your car gets loose and rear end washes out from under you, and it's hard to correct real fast without power steering. And it was a battle all night. Like you said, I was used up. I had nothing else left when I come in. Thank God it wasn't 50 laps.
Well, the Sportsman, that was another race. You know, Steve Buncher did a great job, took the Sportsman win, and Curtis Faircloth was the bomber winner, and he had a controversial year, but, you know, he ended up winning the Derby, made it through the Room of Doom, and no problems like that. Let me ask you something, Rusty. What are the plans for next year for Hurricane Motorsports? You go ahead and spill the beans and tell everyone what the plans are, what you think we're going to be like next year.
Well, I think we're going to have a strong team. For the first time my son's career, we get to race a full season together. Pardon me.
No, that's all right.
And, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting a few of them first-place trophies. And we got Troy Bartlett on the team. He's come along great, and I want to send a shout-out to him. He done a heck of a job getting himself into the race and was in a mishap after the checker flag.
You know, you never would, and I might as well touch basis on this because I've talked about it to so many people to track asking yesterday. Well, what happened to the 28? Started 6th in the final race, had to race his way in. He was a little nervous about it, did great, got up to 3rd, finishing the checkered flag with a guy who won the race, slammed the brakes on. He thought he was supposed to go in right away and not make that continual lap. Took out the number 2 car, and the number 2 car totaled the number 3 car, which happened to be ours. And so, needless to say, it was an emotional moment, and there was a little action there. There was a little action in the J.J. Day pits. They probably had about, 45 or 50 people over there in a little skirmish. So that just goes to show the emotions of the Snowball Derby. It takes people that usually wouldn't do things probably to the next level, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's amped up for sure.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I tell you what, Rusty, it's been great to have you on the team. We're looking forward to next year. And is there anything else you want to say before we let you go? We got to talk about what happened last night too.
Well, I want to thank you, Hurricane Motorsports, for allowing me to drive one of your cars.
Oh, just it's an honor.
And Daniel at Cooper Tire is one of the hardest working guys in the pits.
Yeah.
And USFD Racing, I'm proud to have their sticker on my car.
Yeah.
I look forward to 2012. Just get as many checkered flags as we can.
That's safely.
Right, right.
Well,
maybe not safely, but we'll do it.
That's right. Whatever it takes. Bring that wheel back. It's cool.
Now, yeah, Daniel, that's right.
Daniel's cussing us right now. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you have a good one, and I appreciate you coming on board this morning, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, there you go. Rusty Powell, Sr., known as King of the Bombers and just an all-out great guy. I want to talk about last night, Superstocks. What an amazing race. Again, pretty good, actually. 50-lapper, had some good qualifying going on, and it was Reagan Baker's race to win. And we've got to audio from last night in Victory Lane. And I tell you what, a lot of excitement, and you can tell from just the people and the way the electricity was. We're going to play back some of the interviews now. So, again, this is in Victory Lane after just an amazing run. And you'll hear Pensacola News Journal. Chuck Corner. He does a great job, writes all the news articles on Five Flag Speedway talking. This is in the interview.
Well, you went out and put the fast time down and kind of laid the gauntlet down for everybody, but then fell back, but just kind of bided your time a little bit?
Yes, that was on purpose. This track is very abrasive, and I knew if I kept the pace those guys wanted to run, I wouldn't have anything at the end, so I just, saved my tires, used them when I needed them, and it all worked out for us.
Being able just to win this one, I mean, obviously it's a culmination, a dream come true. Talk to me a little bit about your emotions.
Well, I've raced most of my life. I retired in 2005, and Mike Drewick called me last year, gave me the opportunity to drive his car for him, and we did a lot of work over last winter, and we ran several races this year, and it all came together with a snowball victory.
'93 seemed to be real poor on the restarts and maybe allowed y'all to kind of creep back into it a little bit.
Well, I don't know that he was that poor. I think he had a clutch problem, to be honest with you. But I got pretty aggressive on the restarts because I knew my car would stick on the outside.
Well, I tell you what, and it did, and the cars looked great out there. Open wheel modified was another wreck fest. I mean, coming out of turn four, the whole entire track was blocked, and they just kept nailing each other. And I hated this for USFD Racing's both the drivers we had, including Trevor Edwards, number 32. This was lap 13, and this was the second big wreck. This was the seven car accident. It had a six car accident on the other side of the track that a friend of the show, Nathan Ingersoll, tore up the rear end of his car, and he was. Pretty much just damage for the most time. But Trevor Edwards had a great job. The cancer car again, right side damage, right rear suspension, eventually had to pull off. But the night belonged to Indiana's Brian Nestor. And here's what he had to say about his run and how he felt about it. And again, pretty excited.
Third year overall. That was very awesome. Third year overall or third straight year?
No, we didn't come last year. We come the 2 years prior. Finished third, both of them races. So.
I like racing with him.
He had too far to go.
Yeah.
To get to him.
Just talk to me about being able to stay out front and be able to watch all the fireworks behind you.
The biggest thing here is to qualify up there, so you ain't got to wear your tires out to come up through there. I found that out the last two races. That keeps you out of that fireworks in the back. So.
What's it mean to you, man? Obviously, you had the big win earlier in November, but what's this mean to you?
This is the biggest one, probably. I mean, we won it with the Winchester 400 and won the North-South Shootout, and we won a lot of races this year. Don't get better than this.
You're representing Indiana. I'm from Lafayette, so it's good to see you.
Perfect.
Yeah, fellow Hoosier in the Victory Lane.
I tell you what, these guys were so excited. It's the Snowball Derby. Why wouldn't you be? And I'm telling you, there's so much more to have. Hang on. Speed Channels. Bob Dillner's really going to put a wrap on what you're going to see today. The track opens for practice at 10 o'clock. It's going to be something. Speed51.com is the website. So much more, including coming up next, we've got a great interview with NASCAR's David Stremme. Also standing by, Darrell Gwynn, Dragster National huge champion. And I'm a big fan, so hang on. It's all on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and later on usfdracing.org. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane, thanks to Ed Seafood Shed. And again, it's all about the Snowball Derby right now. And what a huge, huge race weekend. And I tell you what, one of the guys who was announcing last night worked here at the station, Bill Roth, said it best on the PA system. You know, they also do the announcing through some of the races on speed51.com that, again, you need to go to. Bob Dillner from Speed Channel going to be on here in the next 20 minutes, going to talk a little bit about the Derby and what he's seen so far and what he thinks he'll see today and tomorrow. But what he said was great. He says, if you've never been to this race and you get a chance to come, I guarantee you, you'll come every year. I think Bill was saying he has a t-shirt for every single year. That just shows how old Bill is, right? I'm telling you what, so many people you're going to see out there. NASCAR stars, you've got these guys with 18-wheeler rigs bringing in all these cars, and it's amazing to see who's just walking around in the pits and who you can talk to, and that's how we found David Stremme yesterday. Pretty great interview, and I think you're going to be entertained by some of the things that David has to say.
Sitting at the shop. The problem is we've been so busy with the new Cup team, Inception Motorsports.
And tell us a little bit about that. What you guys got planned for next year?
Well, they run it out of the shop, out of my shop. So a lot of my guys that run late model stuff or work on my late model car, they're working. So we're changing all our stuff, Toyotas. Getting ready next year. We're going to run a lot more races next year. Still looking for funding, but that's taking a lot of my time right now. So we're doing that, and I had to go and do some business yesterday and kind of conflicted with coming to the Derby. So I come down here just to watch this year, but we'll be back next year racing. It's a really cool deal, and sometimes you got to kind of step back and regroup. And I can tell people, this is my golf game. I like going to have fun. So we're going to have a few Coors Lights and just kind of hang out and watch, and then we'll definitely be back next year.
What is it that attracts people like you, Kyle Busch? I saw you sitting over there at David Reagan's car. What is it about these NASCAR stars like yourselves that come down here and want this Derby? What's so prestigious about this race?
Well, it's really tough race. I mean, it's a tough place to begin with. You know, like the Winchester 400, I've won there. It took a little while, but that's a really tough one. You get, like, I think there's 60 cars here, you know, and it's changed a lot each year. You know, the tires change, and there's some different things, but probably the big thing is our season's done. You have Thanksgiving off, and then, you know, you're there, you're sitting around basically 2 weeks, and you're kind of like, all right, I'm going to go race again. So,
you get the itch, don't you?
Yeah, so you come down here, but it is a lot of fun. I mean, I got the itch sitting here, you know, like really wanting to.
Did you bring a suit? Did you bring your suit just in case?
No, I didn't bring none of that.
I got mine here if you need to borrow. You bought my suit.
I brought me a nice koozie to keep beer.
That's
beer
really fun. What you want to do, isn't it?
But, and this is like my little vacation, you know, and then we'll leave Sunday night and go back, but. Again, you know, I really enjoy short track racing. I've actually have a dirt modified that I've been playing with a little more. And I don't have a lot of dirt experience. Didn't grow up doing dirt races, but it's a lot of fun. So we're going to go to Speed Weeks and run that. But, you know, I got my cars. I actually just got a Jeff Hamner motor, so we can come back for the Derby next year. So
you definitely will be here next year, just again with the...
Oh, yeah, we'll be here next year.
You definitely want one of those trophies.
Yeah, it's just we're just so busy on the other side of things with starting a Cup team and just changing and... We gotta get that up and going, and you know, find more sponsorship, do funding there. So
that's the biggest thing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's the main thing of what's going on right now. So like I said, it's like my golf game. You know, when we find time, we'll go do it. Just we had some conflictions that went on and couldn't get ready.
Can you real quick, and then we'll let you go. I know you want to get back and watch practice, but tell us about what happened last year. Johanna Long took the win. She did a bump and run, and everyone was bumping and running. So it was the survival of the fittest, I think, last year. But it was a wreck fest, probably one of the biggest wreck fest I've seen as far as snowball derbies go. You got tied up. Talk about your accident.
Well, what's going on in racing is you really have kids' dads just paying for their rides. And this being pretty blunt, What Johanna did, there's nothing wrong. She just moved somebody. There's a difference of moving them than wrecking them. And you've seen that on restarts. Chase Elliott got flat wrecked on a restart. I've seen other guys get just run over. And that's what I was involved in, three wrecks, and all of it was I was getting run over from behind. I had marks under my seat from the first one. And it's just from people not paying attention and not probably paying for the equipment they're in, and it's just respect is what it is.
It's, they're not doing that. They're not earning a time. It's daddy's rich money. And I know the companies, and I know the drivers you're talking about without mentioning names.
Yeah. But what goes on is there just needs to be more reprimanding and doing things, and it's just our sport and where things are going. It used to be, hey, everybody that come here and race, they race against everybody at the fairgrounds, or they raced everybody at, you know, down at Speed Weeks, and it's changed. For the good in some areas and for the bad. And that's the thing is, as these younger guys are coming up, you kind of got to understand, hey, you got to learn to respect your equipment. And, I mean, we see
other drivers, too.
Yeah, we see it at the cup level, too. I mean, there's people there that have been brought up where they have never had to pay for anything. But and they probably don't treat people with certain kind of respect. And a lot of times they just need their butt whipped. So,
I won't even ask you for any names. But, no. You don't have to. I can tell. But it bothers you. It bothers you as a driver because you paid your dues. You paid your time. You've earned it. Some of these kids are getting the gold plate treatment.
It's somewhere when I come up racing, you race against Mike Eddy, Butch Miller, Garvey, all these guys. And it was tough. But you didn't get wrecked. They would just teach you. Like, they'd move you out of the way. If you moved them, they'd move you back. And that's really kind of our sport. You know, has changed some. And hopefully that kind of, you know, gets back to where there's more respect. And you seen it in the crate race last year in the Flake. I mean, they run 60 laps with no yellow, and everybody thought that was going to be the wreck fest. And it was really, really pathetic at the type of driving that was going on in the Derby. And that's what it disappointed me.
Do you see that happening again this year, David?
I don't know. I mean, it might. You know, the thing is, you got this year, you got a little different pit strategy because you do two tires only. Before, you would always change four on under that yellow. We'll see. Hopefully the track will talk to everybody, but there's a lot of money here in this pit area, and it takes a lot of money to come down here, and that's the thing that, you know, at the end of the day, people got to understand that. For us to keep this snowball going and keep people come back and keep it strong, you need to kind of look at areas, and last year, you know, it was a wreck fest, and a lot of people remember that, so hopefully it's different this year.
Well, how can we keep track of you with your NASCAR efforts, websites, and everything like that? Obviously, Facebook, David.
Yeah, you go to Inception.com or DavisTremy.com or DavisTremy on Facebook, stuff like that. So
we can obviously send checks there for the tires and everything else you need, right?
We could definitely use a sponsor for next year coming to Derby. We got a couple people already that are like, how come you're not here? I was like, well,
we're waiting for your check.
But the big thing is time. But I said, we're going to come back. And, you know, it's tough. It's like you got guys that when you go to their backyard, it's always going to be tough to beat them. And Augie and Bubba and all them guys here. And you have some guys that come in, and it's going to be interesting to see who can pull it out on Sunday.
Are you going to be sitting with anyone in particular? I see you floating around in the pits. Do you have a pit?
Yeah,
it's hard to tell.
I just hang out there, buddy. I really come to see a lot of friends and people that I've grown up racing with, and we've been reminiscing. And actually, there's a gentleman, Bill McGowan, that was Gary St. Amant's crew chief for a long time, and recently was Brian Campbell's crew chief. He passed away last week, and so I've seen some of his crew guys here and just said, you know, we've talked about him and the memories we have of him. So that's what this is, a one big family, and it's a lot of fun to come here and get to see everybody.
And that's David Stremme, and you can tell the heartfelt emotions about what he thinks about some of the younger drivers trying to make it up and the way they do it. And again, a great interview, and you never know who you're going to run into at the Snowball Derby, and it's always fun to see who you can find.
Well, you never know who you're going to see at the Snowball Derby. What an honor, a dragster legend, Darrell Gwynn, here at the Snowball Derby. First of all, great to see you, but what brings you to Pensacola, Florida on such a cold night?
Well, a great late model stock car race here in Pensacola. And I've been watching the weather all week, noticed it was going to get warm. I love the Snowball Derby, so it's going to be a great weekend. So I figured we'd drive up from Fort Lauderdale. We just got here Friday night, so we're going to be here all weekend watching a bunch of young and old racers trying to win a very legendary stock car race.
So tell me about it. What is it about this race that's so special?
I've had a lot of friends over the year that's won this race. It's a very historical race. If anybody that's here this weekend, and that makes it special because it's a trophy that every late model stock car racer wants.
Well, it's an honor to see you here, and I'm glad you got your jacket on, a little chilly. They're getting ready to qualify, but I just want to say thank you for coming on the show, and who's your pick?
Well, I hate to get put on the spot, but I've got a bunch of favorites out here.
That's a politically correct answer. Are you running for office?
Hi, I'm Kevin Eagle with the United States Fire Department Racing Team, NASCAR Nationwide and Camping World Truck Series crew member. Looking for the perfect gift for the first responder this holiday? Then look no further than the National Volunteer Fire Council. Give the gift of NVFC membership to enable your friends, family, and colleagues to enjoy amazing benefits and become part of the voice of the Volunteer Fire and Emergency Services. NVFC membership is a low-cost way to say thank you to the firefighters and EMS personnel who are there for you each and every day of the year. For more information, you can visit nvfc.org. Thank you and happy holidays.
Really the day, a couple days before the Snowball Derby, and one of the guys, you'll see one of the most recognizable cars out there, the number one, Tim Martin from Louisiana. And I tell you, Tim, you're doing double duty, and just talking with some of your crew folks, pretty happy with the cars. You got the Super, you also got the open-wheel modified. So today, Friday, this is the open-wheel modified race. How do you figure out, and how different are these two cars when you're taking laps?
They're a lot different. They drive totally different, but you just got to be aware of which car you're in, you know, so you know how much grip you got and how far you can get in the corner with it, and then, you know, how aggressive you can be with it.
Now, this year, what kind of racing did you do? We didn't see around as much as what we have in the past, but obviously when the Derby comes around, Tim Martin's going to be here, and you've got the trailer, you loaded down ready for bear. What does the Snowball Derby mean for you, Tim? What would it mean to take this trophy home?
Oh, it'd mean everything. I've come here since I was a little kid, and, you know, my dad's raced in the Big Derby, and we made it three times with the Super, and it's just it's prestigious, and even to us, even what it is, regardless of what it is to the rest of the country, it's our whole year.
Yeah, it is. Now, with the modified tonight, with your racing, again, they've got so many of those cars. What does it take for you to separate the two? Like I said, do you have two different driving styles for these cars, or is it just Tim Martin all the way?
It's two different driving styles, but really the way the cars are set up, it doesn't lend you to forget which one you're in. You know, the cars, the way they accelerate and the way they act is totally different, so you just kind of go with what the car lets you do.
Do you have any pre-race, not jitters necessarily, but do you have any rituals you do? Some people, you know, maybe have a favorite pair of racing shoes, or you change your underwear. I mean, what, anything like that that you have that really helps you get through the races, Tim?
No, I'm not real superstitious, but
there's a driver that's not superstitious. That's one.
I'm not. I don't have to put the steering wheel on a certain way or wear a certain sight. None of that kind. I know people that do, but I don't. But it is incredibly. You do get a nervous stomach, and you might have to visit the restroom several times before you qualify.
Well, I tell you what, we wish you the best of luck for qualifying later and also in open wheel modified, and definitely we'll look forward to talking to you hopefully later in victory lane.
I hope so too. Thanks a lot.
I tell you what, Tim Martin from Louisiana is one of the nicest drivers you'll see at a local level and a regional level, really, and unfortunately did not qualify and will have to race in first race today. Well, we'll talk a little bit here in a few minutes with Bob Dillner with Speed Channel and speed51.com, which is the official website, again, of the Snowball Derby, and if you really want to just keep up to date, that's really the best way to go. I was fortunate enough to be able to run into one of my USFD racing teammates there, a great kid, going to do some ARCA and truck racing, and got a quick interview before we talked to Bob Dillner.
You know, it's always nice at the Snowball Derby to find a hauler to hide in and stay warm. And I tell you what, we've got USFD Racing teammate Trevor Edwards, and he's got probably one of the most unique cars here. And he's actually got shirts for sale. Got to get at least one or two of them. The cancer car, first of all, Trevor, you know, welcome back to Pensacola after last year. Tell us about how the car is this year. You guys have qualified. Now we're just waiting to go out there and do your thing.
It's kind of boring right now. We got to wait about two more hours till we race, but The car was pretty good in practice, and I thought it was faster than last year, but evidently the track slowed down a whole lot, and nobody really knows why, just a little bit warmer. But tonight, I feel like we got a top 10 car, top 5 car.
What is it about, and I've been asking, I talked to David Strammy earlier and a few other people, we even had Daryl Gwynn on, and I asked him, I'm going to ask you the same question, what is it about the Snowball Derby? Why do so many people from all over the world want to come down here to win these trophies?
It's Snowball.
That's what everybody says.
We don't race for the money here. We race for the prestige. If you're a Snowball winner, you're pretty much the man around town that year. So this is where we come to prove ourselves as Daytona 500 short track racing.
Well, we've had you on before. I'd like to talk a little bit about your accolades for this year. Tell us how you did driving and what your plans are for next year.
We won a championship this year. That was my first ever championship. That was pretty cool. Hopefully next year I'll be in the ARCA series or a truck series. So just got to find some backing, a little bit of support for it, and then we'll make
that's going to be the hardest thing, isn't it? I mean, especially, I was talking with some people from Ream earlier, and they were saying it doesn't matter how talented you are nowadays, especially with the way the economy is, you've got to know somebody in the right position. So what does it take for you as a talented driver to get those people to notice you?
Wins like we're going to get tonight.
I love it.
If we get this, we win this tonight, hopefully a couple people will see it, and then they'll step up and help us a little bit. But the hardest part about racing right now is finding money to go racing.
That's why Dad's here, right?
Dad, really, he just works on it. We got to thank Jeff here, and Jeff and Julia, they help a lot. And Steel Rubber Products, they help a lot. But hopefully, if we get a win tonight, I really think somebody would step up and see something.
What does it take for a Snowball win? Is it patience? Is it saving your equipment? I can tell you, I remember last year's race, a little action, I guess you could say. What are your thoughts on what you need to do for this race? I mean, like you said, this is the boring part. They're qualifying now, the late model, so you got to sit here. You already know where you're sitting. You just kind of like to sit and wait.
Survival. You gotta have a good car at the end, you gotta have the best car at the end, and the only way to make it in is to survive, because this race gets pretty crazy. They only say 50 laps, so everybody decides they're gonna go at the beginning. We're gonna wait about 25 laps, ride around, and see what we got, about 25 to go. But like we said, to win, you must first finish, so.
That's been the biggest thing. What do you think, and I've asked you this before, you know, we have so many young drivers that listen to this show, especially go-karters and things. Do you have any one piece of advice for a younger driver that's trying to come up and make the ranks and maybe make it to where you're at now and take it to the next level?
Just be smart. Don't do anything stupid that's going to put your career in jeopardy. I'm young, and I've already almost tried to do that, so just learn from everybody else's mistake and take everybody's advice with a grain of salt.
Well, hopefully I'll be in another maybe 2 hours talking to you one more time, and you'll have a trophy to be taken home, and then we'll get them sponsors, get that ARCA race. You got to come to Mobile and run that ARCA race?
I plan on it. We just got to find somebody to help us out, like we said. And the hardest part about racing right now is find the money to go racing. So if we get a chance, you'll definitely see us down there.
Well, how do people who are listening maybe want to become a Trevor Edwards fan? How can we find you? How can we get you money? How can we send you checks, boy?
You can follow me on Twitter at TrevorEdwards32 or go to www.TrevorEdwardsRacing.com or even TeamBear.com. So any of those really, or even Facebook Trevor Edwards Racing. We have pretty much something on everything this year, so.
That's what it's all about. That's how you get the money. Trevor Edwards was such a great kid, and unfortunately, he got caught up in one of the big wrecks, which we'll talk about next with Bob Dillner from Speed Channel at Speed51.com. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, we're going to podcast what a great show it's been later on usfdracing.org. That's, again, United States Fire Department Racing. Thrilled to be having our race team organized with those guys. And I want to thank Tim Martin and David Strammy, Daryl Gwynn, Trevor Edwards from USFD Racing for being on the show. Just giving a little taste. Also, of course, our driver, Rusty Powell Sr. With Hurricane Motorsports. Just kind of giving you a feel of what this derby is all about. And again, we had him on last week, and such a thrill and honor every year for him to come back on. Bob Dillner with Speed Channel and Speed51.com, the official website of the Five Flag Speedway Snowball Derby. Man, what do you think so far, my friend?
Wow, it's been a barn burner of a week already, and we haven't even had the two biggest dances yet.
It's been intense. We've seen a lot of carnage already. We really have.
Yeah, we have. I mean, you got to think about this. This is the final race of the year. And these guys, I don't care if you're in the bombers or the super late models, they're going for the pride of the trophy. And we've seen them really take advantage of the final race of the season, knowing that they have all winter to fix their race cars. But we've seen some really good racing. I mean, heck, we saw
We saw an unbelievable crash in the modified division last night, right on the front stretch, several cars. But these guys know what's on the line, and that's the, you know, the Snowball Derby, the honor of winning here at Five Flag Speedway during this weekend. So, you know, the Allen Turner Hyundai Snowflake 100 tonight, that's going to be a blast. And, of course, tomorrow, the coveted Snowball Derby.
And that's what it's all about. And your website's doing just so much wonderful work like you do. It's speed51.com. Talk about everything that you guys have been doing. You've got a huge team on there. It seems like your biggest group that I've seen you bring to the track.
Yeah, we got 14 people down here at the Snowball Derby this year. This is our biggest coverage team for the biggest race of the year. And honestly, we're all worn out at this point. We're all trying to survive. But, you know, it's been some 16-hour days, and but at the same time, we know everybody that can't make it down here to the Snowball Derby this year, this is a way for them to follow all the action. And hopefully next year they'll come back down. We've had several people tell us they've come down just because they watched the coverage over the past couple of years. And there's other people that said, man, we couldn't make it this year, but we're hoping to be back next year. But thanks so much. You make us feel, you know, like we're part of it. So that's what's really neat. And we'll have coverage all day long again today. We're about to fire it up in the tower right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I was saying earlier, and some of the people, like, you know, David Stremme walking through the pits, he had amazing things to say on and off the microphone. You know, he said, and I've heard several people, David Reagan, who's in there racing this weekend, has said he would almost rather win the Snowball Derby than that Daytona 500. I mean, really? Really, Bob?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure when he got the check for the Daytona 500, if he would have won it, he'd rather that. But at the same time, these guys know how much the Snowball Derby means to all of short track racing. And I don't care where you are in this part of the country or any part of the country or even north of the border in Canada, everybody knows the name the Snowball Derby. And with that brings an aura. It brings a feeling. And that feeling is just a huge feeling of grandness, of how big this event is. And you take a look at the parking lot at 8 o'clock this morning here at the racetrack as I look out my motorhome window, and it's already packed. Yeah. I mean, the fans are already coming. Everybody's it's going to have, like, that cup-like atmosphere today and tomorrow here. And, you know, David Reagan was so nervous before qualifying. I spoke to him last night before he got in his race car. He said, I just hope I can put my car in the show. I don't want to go in that last chance race. And he was able to do that. Yeah. But, you know, his fellow NASCAR mate, Stephen Wallace, wasn't able to do that. Stephen Wallace has been having trouble with his engine all weekend long. And the former winner of the Derby is actually in the last chance race. And I tell you what, I'm hoping that I can schedule myself. You know, the boss can usually schedule himself a break from time to time. I'm hoping I can schedule myself a break to watch in the grandstands that last chance race today. 50 laps, 4 to transfer. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's going to be wild.
That's usually a wreck fest, too, and you hate to say that, but you're right. This is the Snowball Derby. Now, can you run through some of the schedule of today's events? I know at 10 o'clock practice will begin.
Yeah, we got practices for both the Snowflake cars and the Snowball. It all begins at about 10 o'clock. And then a little bit later on after that, we're going to actually have Snowflake qualifying. And right after the Snowflake qualifying, and I believe that's at 2 o'clock today, right after that, we'll go to the last chance race for the Snowball Derby. After that will be last chance races for the Snowflake. Now, the interesting thing about the Snowflake, after they qualify today, all their cars will be impounded. Wow. They cannot touch their race cars. And then later on tonight, of course, at 7 o'clock, we'll have the Allen Turner Snowflake 100, which we hope everybody gets to the racetrack. If they can't make it, you can listen to it on speed51.com and watch all the coverage as well. But we really hope we pack these grandstands today. There are still some tickets available for tomorrow's Snowball Derby, but tonight's Snowflake 100, think about it, 100 laps compared to 300.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a marathon. Tonight is a sprint race. It's a dash for the cash and a lot on the line.
And you've got a lot of people doing double duty, too, like Chase Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, Chase Elliott's doing double duty. A guy like Steve Dora is trying to do double duty. He's from Indiana. He towed all the way down here to do that. Mike Garvey, he's a fan favorite down here. Yeah. Johanna Long, so many people doing double duty here this weekend. And, you know, you got some pretty big names in that race. not only doing double duty from one race to another, but just the guys doing the flake. I mean, think about Ryan Blaney.
Yeah.
He came in super late. You know, he basically had his first laps on the racetrack yesterday. Mm-hmm. Ryan is the son of NASCAR Sprint Cup Series driver and former World of Outlaws champion Dave Blaney.
And he's there
and
in the pits.
He tried to qualify for the Derby last year, didn't make it, and said, you know what, we're going to come down and run the flake. And that's how big this snowflake race has gotten, that guys will actually just come down, big names, and just run the flake.
Well, let me ask you how to set up as a crew chief, because you have that knowledge as well. If you've got these cars that are qualifying, you can't touch them, and, you know, you obviously, how do you set it up? Do you go for the where's the happy medium? How do you set up your car for qualifying knowing that you can't touch them until, you know, the race goes? What would you do, Bob?
You just can't go as aggressive with the setup, you know. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can set up your race car that it will go hard for two laps and be as fast can be, but it'll be undrivable probably after about 5 or 10 laps, and it'll burn the tires up off that race car. We all know how gritty the surface is here at Five Flag Speedway, and you want, you know, with this being a no pit stop race, you want your tires to last for 100 laps. So if you just go for qualifying, you can say bye-bye. You may start on the pole, but you'll be done after 10 laps. You need a car that's balanced, that can still get a fast run, but can make it the 100-lap distance tonight here in Pensacola.
Now, we're talking with Speed Channels and Speed51.com, Bob Dillner. One more quick thing. The sun is rising tomorrow morning. The action's going, like you said, it's like a NASCAR feel. There are people parked miles away on the side of the road, walking on the road to get to the track. What is it all about? What can you, with somebody who might not ever be there, even on the Gulf Coast or wherever that, what is that feeling like? It's like you said, it's like a NASCAR style of race, from the pageantry to when they strap in. It's you get goosebumps even talking about it if you're like me.
You know, I compare it to only a few other races. When I'm at the Daytona 500, you get goosebumps. You know, when I'm at the Brickyard 400 or the Indy 500, and I've been to both, you get goosebumps. When you're at the U.S. Nationals for drag racing, goosebumps. And the same can be said for Sunday race day at the Snowball Derby. When you arrive at the racetrack, there's usually a pretty long line to get in this place. If you don't get here early, there's people parking you. There's a line to get in the gate. There's a midway with so many things for you to do. Bands playing, Jack Link's beef jerky handing out stuff. So much to do. The stands are packed. The cars warm up. The driver introductions. It's just a bigger than big feel. And that's what's special about the Snowball Derby, because all these guys are happy to be here, are happy to be in the race, but right about noontime, these drivers start to get butterflies in their stomachs, because they don't know what's ahead of them for 300 laps. And that's the mystery around the Snowball Derby. You don't have to be quick. You don't have to lead. You don't have to be up front for the first 150, 200, 250 laps. The last 50 laps, you want to be there, and that's when all hell breaks loose.
And that's the best part. Bob, you paint such a pretty picture, and you can continue to do that as you're doing everything you guys do for the sport at speed51.com. And again, it's a complete honor to have you on the show, Bob. We appreciate it, and we're heading back over. We'll probably see you in the press box in a few minutes.
All right. Well, we'll definitely see you. We're excited to be here, and, of course, a lot on the line with Jeg's Laps tonight, too. $10 to every single leader of every lap for 400 laps for the flake tonight and the snowball tomorrow.
All right, there you go. That's Bob Dillner. And again, what an honor it is to have him on the show. And that is it. That is the Snowball Derby. Go to snowballderby.com, fiveflagspeedway.com. Thank you so much to Bob Dillner with Speed Channel and speed51.com. Also, thanks to Tim Martin coming on board. David Stremme, what a great interview. Daryl Gwynn, Trevor Edwards, my driver, and Hurricane Motorsports star Rusty Powell Sr. This is what it's all about, race fans. If you get a chance, go online later, usfdracing.org. That's where we'll have the show already lined up, but also the Snowball Derby. This is the huge, big race. You've got NASCAR stars. You got bomber drivers driving from Texas with their $1,500 cars to run on this track. Why? Come find out. Tickets still available. SnowballDerby.com. If you're a race fan, you've got to come.
like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.